you know, the boys, you can see how much they wanted it. You know, we beat Malin last week in the semi-final, and I could see they didn't even celebrate afterwards. Like, we've been to a few finals lately, we've lost them, and there's a lot of hurt there, and I think that's what drove them on. Like, the boys from the dressing room are driving us themselves this year. They really, really wanted it. Obviously, the senior team went down this year, but, you know, we're definitely on the way back up. Like, we have a great underage structure at the club now, and everybody at the club pulled together, and you could see it there today. It meant so much to us on and off the pitch today to get over the line in a final.
And the game was switched here to the Bridge in Dunfanaghy into 11th hour, but that didn't appear to unsettle your team anyway.
No, luckily we had all the pre-match done out in Glensoy at the clubhouse this morning, which was more luck than anything else. So we had it went through, I think, so it was just a case of driving down here and getting togged out and ready to rock. And unfortunately, that's the way it turned out. We still got our normal warm-up done. So, you know, but I have to give kudos to the county board and also for St. Michael's GAA Club for putting us together at short notice and getting us here and getting the final played. You know, these young lads and Glenn Finn are the same. They've put everything on hold to come out and represent their clubs, which has been an unbelievably good under-21B competition. Every game has been exciting. It's been good. It's been a great learning curve as well. And to get the game going ahead, one loser draw today, I think they deserve a lot of credit for that.
So talk us through the game then in itself. 5 points, no score up at half time, and then a pretty stunning 46 seconds after the restart with two goals.
Well, we knew the five points up at half time, but we'd talked since the warm up that the goals we kicked in the first half were the scoring goals. So we knew that Glenn Finn were going to come at it with everything at the start of the second half. So, like, you can't plan for what happened at the start of the second half. We got two quick goals, and it probably took the sting out of Glenn Finn. But again, it's down to the boys just wanting so much. Like, they were never leaving it behind us today. And you can see from Keelan Delevy's goal, like, you know, he took control of the situation and went at them. And Dahi Gilday there, he got might have been 1-3, 1-4 there out of that scoreline today. You know, fantastic young forward and just so hungry for it. And they're just a really good bunch of lads. And I think, as I said, it was unlucky for Glenn Finn the start that they had in the second half, because they were probably, you know, a few changes they were going to make and do things. And when that happens, and it's happened to me before with teams where you go out and all your plans go out the window then after a start like that. So very glad to be in the right end of it today.
You mentioned that it's a big day, the club on an upward trajectory again, and it's about nurturing these young players through and making sure they're coming through with the right habits and all that now. 88 second over the next couple of years.
Oh, that's at 100%. Like, you know, we there's so many good players, but there's so many people working hard behind the scenes. Like, we lost down in Ayrua a month ago, and we just weren't really happy with our attacking side of things, so we asked Michael Murphy and Gary McFadden to take a training session, and not a problem, the two lads come in, and I've asked them every Thursday since, and they've been there, and like, and the backroom team and even the club have got behind us. They've got us good training facilities, they've got everything we've asked for, they've provided, because they know they're a special bunch. You know, they're coming through regardless how today went. We're going to take them to the A's next year, but like we told them before the game, if you're going to the A's, go up as champions, you know, go up with that swagger. Like, so listen, it's there for them now. They're a good young team, but they have to keep working and keep developing and the rate that they are, because, you know, they're going to be part of a good club, playing with boys that have won county championships before and have played for Donegal. So it's all there for them if they want it.